Chapter 8. Get off! I could barely make out the words over the noise of shower spraying and locker door slamming. It was the end of gym class, and I was emptying out my locker when the voice spoke out from the back of the room. Let go of me! This time I knew who it was. Eric. Then I heard people laughing and a low thud. I rushed out into the aisle that divided the locker room. Our gym teacher, Mr. Dooling, was on the far end talking to a couple of football players. I could tell they were trying to distract him. The air was a soupy mixture of steam, sweat, and deodorant. It was the last class on Friday. Most students were rushing to get changed and go home, but a few stood nearby looking toward the back of the locker room. No one moved closer, though. Cowards, I cursed under my breath. I knew whose lockers were there. It was where I'd fought Steve after his boys jumped me. I dropped my gym clothes and headed straight back. I could hear voices growing louder as I got closer. I told you to keep your mouth shut, Eric. Next time you want to be a hero and step up for your boy Martin, you better think twice. 'Cause if you ever rat us out to Miss Spencer again, it'll be the last thing you do, you hear me? I recognized the voice. It was Steve's friend Clarence, a linebacker on Blueford's football team, whose neck was as thick as a tire. I stepped into the corridor and found Eric doubled over. Two guys had his arms hooked behind his back, the same two guys who had grabbed me from behind last week. Clarence was in front of them, and I watched his big dumb fist flying to Eric's stomach. Steve was on the other side of them, looking down on Eric, who coughed and slumped to his knees. I could see tears in his eyes as he looked around desperately for help. I got kicked out of this week's game because of what you said to Miss Spencer. You better hope this doesn't affect my scholarship chances, or you won't walk again, Steve hissed, spitting on the ground. That's when I snapped. Steve's threat and the sight of Eric slumped over sent me flying out of control like a train off its track. I slammed my fist like a hammer into Clarence's chin. Steve gaped in surprise when I turned and jabbed his nose, knocking him backwards into the wall of lockers. The two punks holding Eric let go and stepped back, eyeing me like I was a dog ready to tear into them. Fight! Someone screamed. Clarence came at me then, and I started swinging, cursing, kicking. Everything seemed to go by in slow motion, but I kept thrashing, even after the teachers arrived. I couldn't explain why I swung at every arm that tried to pull me away, why I was unable to calm down as they yanked me out of the locker room, why I shoved poor Mr. Dooling against the wall when he tried to break my grip of Clarence's neck, or why I fought the three security guards who raced into the locker room and wrestled me to the ground. Everyone, teachers, students, guards, even the janitors, stared at me like I was a monster with horns growing out of my head. Psycho! Clarence said, rubbing his jaw as I left the locker room. You're done, Sanchez, Steve yelled with a cold smile on his face. Out of here. Have fun in juvie. He's lost it. That boy is nuts, one guard mumbled as they dragged me down the hallway like I was some kind of criminal. Maybe he's strung out on something, another guard said. I know it must have looked that way. I was trembling and shaking, my jaw locked shut, my pulse pounding, sweat dripping off my face. There was no way I could tell them that seeing Eric on the ground reminded me of my brother. No way I could describe the white-hot rage that boiled in my chest at them. There was no excuses for what I did, but in that moment, there was no way to hold it back. Spencer's office. My head down on the same desk I sat in during my first suspension. My heart was still pounding, but the red haze in the air was disappearing like morning fog. My eyes were wet and puffy. I must have been crying, and my hands were marked and swollen with cuts from the punches I'd thrown. My t-shirt was torn, too. Miss Spencer came carrying a thick folder with my name on it. She sat down on the opposite side of the table from me. The lines in her forehead seemed even deeper than usual. I'm sorry I lost it, Miss Spencer, I spoke up first. What else could I say to her? It was the truth. She opened the folder, leafed through some sheets, and then looked at me. It seemed like a long time before she said anything. I'm sorry too, Martin, she replied. Outside I could hear one of the secretaries talking to someone. A troublemaker like that doesn't belong in this school. I wouldn't want my child in class with a boy who behaves like that. Someone could have really gotten hurt today. I knew he was trouble the second he walked into this school. He was nothing but attitude from day one, another woman replied. I wanted to jump up and tell them off. What did they know about me? Nothing. Sure, it was wrong to lose it in school, but But what about ganging up on another kid when no one is looking? Which was worse? If you ask me, it seems most people don't know what really goes on in school. And if they did, a lot more of the kids would be in trouble. Popular kids, not just the ones everyone thinks are troublemakers. Martin, Miss Spencer said, her voice heavy and slow, you are in serious trouble for what happened today. I nodded. At least she was being straight up with me. I didn't mean to push Mr. Dooling, Miss Spencer. I admitted right away. I'm sorry I did that. It should have never gone that far. Well, it's good to hear you say that, and I'll be sure to mention it to Mr. Dooling, Martin. But what happened today is... there just isn't much I can do for you. My hands are tied. What do you mean? She took her glasses off and stared at me. Martin, you've been in this school for only 2 weeks. In that time, you've been suspended. You've cut class several times. You've been involved in multiple fights. And today you struck a teacher. It took 3 guards to bring you here. I can't have that behavior in my school. Parents, teachers, and my staff will not stand for it. And neither can I. I said I'm sorry. Look, I was standing up for Eric. They were hitting him. What was I supposed to do? Leave him by himself to get beat up? I couldn't do that, Miss Spencer. She wrote some notes on a pink piece of paper. This isn't the street, Martin. It's a school, and it has rules which you broke. I warned you last time about controlling yourself, and today you were worse than ever. I'll look into what happened, but that does not change what you did today or what I must do now. Miss Spencer dropped her pen, put the pink sheet into my folder, and closed it quickly. What do you mean? What's going to happen? She took a deep breath and studied my face for several long seconds. It was like she was looking for something to make what she had to say easier. I hate to have to do this, Martin. To you and your mother, she began. What about my mother? What is it? I'm afraid you are being expelled. Expelled? You mean you're kicking me out? I asked, surprised at how much her words hurt. She nodded heavily. I'm very sorry, Martin. I slumped back in my seat. The office was quiet for several seconds. Martin? No, forget it, Miss Spencer. It's all good, I said, trying to pretend I didn't care, but my voice was cracking. I never belonged here anyways. Besides, I'm sick of you all getting on my case all the time. At least now I won't have to hear Steve anymore, neither. Martin, listen to me, Miss Spencer urged, leaning forward toward me. Every student who is expelled is given a hearing in front of Mr. Gates, the superintendent. Yours will be next week. Go to the hearing and explain your side of the story. Maybe you can convince him to allow you to remain at Blueford. But for now, I have to follow school policy. There's nothing more I can do. If I got the news a month ago, I would have been happy. I never wanted to come to Blueford in the first place. But deep inside, I could see it gave me a chance I didn't have anywhere else. And then there was Mr. Mitchell and those words. Potential. Talent. Promising future. Getting expelled was like saying there was no hope for me, that my place was on the corner with the other guys who were being gunned down and who were doing the shooting. Even though it wasn't cool to say it, I started wanting more than that. Too bad, Martin Luna. Now you're going back where you belong, Miss Spencer seemed to say. She's right, Holmes. Stop pretending you're somebody else. School's not your world. You belong with your family, Chago would say. But I'd burned that bridge too. My world was collapsing. The end was coming. Yeah, I'll talk to him, Miss Spencer. I'm sure he's going to listen to what I have to say, just like everyone else around here, I said. Good luck, Martin, Miss Spencer said with a weak smile. She wiped her eyes quickly and stood up. I rushed out the front doors of Blueford High School for the last time, trying my best to hide the burning in my eyes, the angry tears that dripped down my face because another door had just slammed in my face. It felt like a kind of death sentence.